brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number three. Dan, Richard, Samantha, Tom, Rob, we're going to go to all of your calls in rapid succession. Suddenly I can't talk. And we've got a bunch of news coming up. Huge JFK developments on the heel of yesterday's developments. A lot of war news. It's all very important. Major honeybee news. Stay with us. But let's get through some calls first. Dan is calling us from New York. You're on the air, Dan. I'm told you're a friend of Luke Radowski, who's a reporter for this transmission.
I am. Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Yeah, what's on your mind today?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and share the experience of what took place on the 11th.
Okay, for those who don't know, recap, you're down there in front of Silverstein Properties, the new building 7, by ground zero. The police come up, and one of them starts saying, he's got a bomb, he's got a bomb. I know you don't have a bomb, but we're going to say that and put you in jail. Now the police frame people on video. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was a very scary situation. You know, Luke had me hanging back, videotaping him from a distance just to make sure everything was okay. The shots that you see of Luke, being, you know, when they took his camera and they took his cell phone, I was taking those shots. And, you know, it's just the reason why I'm really calling is just to tell everyone it's so important to get out there and to do these street actions. And in that video, you could see after we were at the Brooklyn Bridge, we're walking down the street heading up to Times Square, and you hear a bunch of kids going, hey, look at that sign. We were just talking about how 9/11 was an inside job. And they stopped, and I started talking to them, and there were a bunch of, like, 18, 19-year-old kids from Pennsylvania. They were in New York just touring around, checking the city out. And I stopped and talked to them for a little, and I gave them about 20 copies of Terror Storm, 20 copies of Martial Law, and just started to tell them that they need to educate themselves. And it was an interesting day because almost 98% of that day we were doing street actions for probably about 4 to 5 hours. And I would say it was almost all negative. The response people were giving us, you guys are crazy, get out of here, you hate this country. And I was actually not even wanting, to go up to Times Square. And thank God Luke and my boys, you know, they were like, we got to do this, we got to go up there. And they're so dedicated to what they do. And, you know, it just shows that even if your whole day could be negative, it's just that one positive seed that you could plant. I mean, it was that group of kids that changed my whole day because I got to speak to them, and I know they're going to go back and talk to their friends, and they're going to make them watch Terror Storm, make them watch Martial Law, and get informed. And that's where it really starts. It starts with the youth, and it starts with them.
Well, that's the thing about a day, too. I might go out doing something like that, and 80% of the people hate me, and then I go out another week, and then everybody's agreeing. You never know what crowds you're going to run into.
No, exactly. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you, Alex, for the donation, helping us out with the cameras. It's really going to help. And to everybody out there, from the bottom of our hearts, I mean, we actually been getting donations since, you know, you've been helping us out from Germany, from Ireland, from Hawaii, including all over the country. And, you know, I just want to tell everyone, we promise every single cent will be going towards getting flyers made, getting the DVDs made. I've personally made thousands of copies of your videos. But on the same hand, I try and help you out and try and support you. I own probably 80% of the InfoWars shop at this point. It's such valuable information. And, you know, that it's just so important for everybody to support Alex Jones and support what he's doing, because without Alex, we wouldn't have the ammo to go out there with these InfoWar bombs and the truth bullets. So I just want to
say listen, we're all on the same team. We're right beside each other in this fight, my friend, and it's all symbiotic, and that's what I'm here to do, is to try to bring support and energize different activist groups around the country. That's why it hurts my feelings so bad when even people in my local community attack me and then try to say things about me that are the opposite of who I am. It's like they're really trying to even steal my very essence and you know, take what I try to do and tarnish that, and that's what makes me so sick. But it doesn't matter. We have to ignore those people and move forward. Good to hear from you, Dan. Hope to meet you soon. See you again soon in New York. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was talking to Dan during the break. I said I was going to go quickly to calls, but it's so important. And I think I've met Dan at last year's Remembrance there in New York. But Dan said that after they came on the show, after Luke did last week, huge response, said a Gulf War vet with his family came up from Miami, gave him an $1,100 spy camera. Gee, I don't have one of those yet. And that's great because they really are the heart and soul of 9/11 truth in New York. They're the activists. They're having the effect. And it always happens in every major group. You know, there have been splits and things because some folks locally don't like them getting into the anti-New World Order thing. And so Luke and them went off on their own and absolutely had nothing. And so I guess, see, we all just plant that seed. I just mailed them two brand-new Sony cameras. And I just went to Best Buy the other night and bought them and shipped them to them yesterday. And somebody else has already come in and helping them, so they've got what they need to get this information out to people. But finishing up, tell the story about, without giving his name, he may not want it to be public, about the vet who came up with his family to New York and how you guys went out to Ground Zero, and tell folks about that.
Yeah, he heard Luke on the show last week, and just was actually planning on coming up to New York anyway with his family. And just wanted to come down and help, and it really was amazing. He came down to Ground Zero, from 1 to 4 every week. Luke and the boys were all down there at Ground Zero outside handing information out. He came up to us and just introduced himself, said he was a Gulf War I Desert Storm vet, and knew all about the New World Order, big listener of you, Alex, and just wanted to help us out and help support us because, you know, he'd heard of all the stuff we were going through, that we had lost everything and that we were doing everything out of pocket. And just really was an amazing individual, a beautiful soul. Was there with his wife and kid. We didn't get to meet them. They were out touring the city. But, you know, I just, if he's listening, I just wanted to say thank you. And like I said before, thank you to everybody because without your support, you know, we just wouldn't have the ability. It's one thing to go out there and to talk to people, but it's another thing to be able to give them information. You know, we put a flyer together. Anybody can go to wearechange.org and download the flyer. It's a 8x14 trifold PDF, you know, and just print them out, hand them out. I mean, that's what we do. We print our DVDs, and, you know, that's the most important thing, just to keep distributing the information and planting the seeds, because even if people don't believe you right away, sooner or later they will see something that is like, hey, you know, maybe that guy was right. Maybe I should start to look into this. Because
absolutely. Dan, I want to thank you for joining us, and I hope to see you again in person soon. God bless.
You too, Alex. God bless you. Take care.
That is the fringe benefit of all this. I mean, it's tough. You get a lot of problems. There's adversity at times, but to meet the beautiful souls out there, to run into the like-minded people who love liberty and love freedom and love God and love their country, and who have the courage to cut through the propaganda, and who have the courage to sit there on a busy street. I mean, I remember 5 years ago coming out and saying that 9/11 was an inside job, and 4 years ago and 3 years ago having rallies and, you know, getting the heat. But it doesn't matter when you know you're doing the right thing. It means nothing when people spit at you. You just feel sorry for them. You understand they're brainwashed. So that is exciting. All right, now let's move quick. Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, a couple of things today. Night before last, Joe Scarborough just tore into Bush, called him, you know, now an extremely isolated man, that his, you know, pronouncements years ago of the mission accomplished.
Yeah, that's rats leaving.
Embarrassing thing on a very badly going war. And it just seems like a lot of the old allies that he's got are increasingly jumping ship. And he's got to really be feeling like a cornered rat. And that in some ways is good, but in some ways pretty scary as far as what his reaction may be.
Well, you're right, Richard, but they always do this. It's like Bill Clinton before he left office. And then you watch, Hillary will pardon everybody in his administration, and she'll block the Democratic Congress, or Barack Obama, Edwards, it doesn't matter, will block the Congress just like George W. Bush did with Clinton for Pardongate and the rest of it. They will protect them. This is what they've always done. And so it's like birdcage liner. They're about to remove the final birdcage liner. And so before they put a new one in, they want to, you know, make sure that all of the bird detritus is left down there on the bottom. And so they're putting everything on Bush, and it's his fault we invaded Iraq, and it's his fault there's a new world order, and it's his fault we have the Patriot Act. But then none of it's repealed, none of it's removed, and then in the world's eyes, okay, America's okay now. And then they can move the next phase forward, and then blame it on Hillary, and then it's tag team wrestling. Okay, the whole match is fake, and then they just have two different actors, two different teams tag teaming. And I know you know that. I know you know it's a thespian adventure, a theatrical peacock display. But still, the general public doesn't know when Neil Bortz and Rush Limbaugh get up and say, Iran is behind al-Qaeda, and we have to stay in Iraq, or al-Qaeda will take over with Iran. They don't know that Iran and al-Qaeda are mortal enemies, and that that's a complete fraud. And that it's those two religious groups, subgroups, Shiite and Sunni, fighting each other tooth and nail there right now, or that special ops help trigger all of that, or that they want there to be a quagmire as a pretext to stay there longer. The basic common sense of problem, reaction, solution, the whole world system is unknown to the general public. The actual laws of government and the laws and the main drive that pushes and directs everything that the New World Order's dark forces and their dark generals and their servants operate in is totally unknown to the public. We have to change that. Then everything makes sense. The drug war, the open borders, you know, put more kids on Prozac, more shootings, put more kids on Prozac to stop the shootings. It's all problem, reaction, solution. Go ahead.
All interconnected, as you mentioned earlier. Alex, just quickly on the local scene, I think I noticed day before yesterday as well that you're no longer on the RBN local broadcast 96.3, and I'd also be interested to hear what happened to Kevin Smith.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Number one, I don't. I'm on KLBJ 590 Sundays here in Austin, Texas. I've been on KJFK 98.9, changed formats, went Spanish. I was on News Talk 1260 for a couple of years, and then it changed to sports. They offered me, you know, 5 days a week on KLBJ, one of the biggest stations in Texas, a very successful number one station here locally. But they wanted me to do a live show. I can't do two shows a day anymore. Live. I got two. I'm a filmmaker. I'm doing 10 other things. I mean, I do the work of five people myself. And so I'm only on locally Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. It's a syndicated show, but you can hear it on News Radio 590 KLBJ. People always think that I run those micros, or that those are, and then I say pirate, and that makes the micros mad. I have to use, like I'm speaking to Greeks, I have to use the Greek word. They know it as pirates. And then I introduce them. First, I show them a semantical symbol that they understand. I'm explaining this because I get attacked whenever I do this. The symbol they know verbally is pirate radio. Then I introduce them to the proper term micro or community FM, and then now I can move forward. I'm actually, it doesn't matter. Every time I call it pirate, I get vicious emails and stuff. That's how I communicate with people. I don't run that. I'm not affiliated with that. I'm not affiliated with other radio networks. I don't even pay attention to that anymore because of some of the stuff going on here locally. I've just disengaged from all of it and just moved forward against the New World Order. As for people that have worked here, Kevin worked here for 14 months. He doesn't work here anymore. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and go to Samantha in Kansas. You're on the air. Samantha, welcome.
Hi, I've listened to your broadcast for quite some time now, and I live in western Kansas, and I was listening earlier with the gentleman walking and going across western Kansas, and what they were talking about is only the tip of the iceberg to what happens from Nebraska, eastern Colorado, western Kansas, Oklahoma Panhandle, and into the Texas Panhandle. We are overwhelmed with illegals, and the police department has their hands tied. You call them, they can't do anything. Then it's just a backward mentality here. I moved here from a large town, and I was in culture shock, and still am in culture shock.
But they'll harass the locals. They'll write you tickets because you're the right whale. You're the sweet little whale that comes up to the boat and takes the harpoon. You're not, a sperm whale that'll fight. And then the illegals, they've been told, and then they're allowed to have bank accounts. They're given bank accounts. The police are told,
exactly,
Don't arrest them. This is on record now. They can have cocaine, rape, whatever. And it just shows it's not about keeping you safe. The police departments are parasitic, not in every place, but more and more are just parasitic organizations.
Exactly. A small crack in my windshield that had happened the day before. I get pulled over.
I know, and the illegal aliens can smoke mota right there on the side of the street, and the cops don't say anything.
Oh, yeah. I have two neighbors, and they're illegal. I know that they're illegal. They've said that they're illegal. They have children here that were born here not too long ago.
If you don't pay the property tax to put them through school, they'll come take your house.
Oh, yes. Well, the problem is they're illegal. They've admitted that they're illegal. They go down to the welfare office. They get public assistance and welfare.
Yeah, see, you're subsidizing the meatpacking plant and the farms they work on. See, the corporations wrote the laws where we, the dumb public, are here to be exsanguinated, to suck dry, to fund all this. Look, it's a simple problem, reaction, solution.
Exactly. And then they get fake IDs. The old saying out here is if your ID gets lost or stolen, it's going to be used within just a couple of hours by someone. They use a fake ID and go work in all these meatpacking plants out here while they're collecting welfare.
Yeah, but see, it's all going to fall apart. And for all those corrupt cops, most of them dealing drugs on the side, and that's just the way it is. to the end of America. Good job, men. You've killed us.
Black mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at mercurywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
All right, I got like 15 massive news stories to cover, including what Bobby Kennedy really thought about the JFK assassination. I mean, we got a dead to rights, it's an inside job. Now, we got the Attorney General who thought it was an inside job. But why he kept his mouth shut, he knew the dumbed-down public couldn't understand that. But now the public may be able to on 9/11. We're going to go to Tom and Alex and John and a couple others. John in Michigan, I'm told, disagrees. Go ahead, John. You're at the front of the line.
Yes, about Boris Yeltsin and the World Can't Wait organization. First about Boris Yeltsin, he was a good man at some point, especially later on in his life, but in the 1970s he was implicit in the anthrax cover-up of the release by their major anthrax producing facility.
Sure, I'd read that.
And he, in fact, used that as an opportunity to go after his enemies and the enemies of the Communist Party.
Yeah, they had an anthrax weapons production facility. Some got out, killed like 40-something people.
In fact, a book by a guy named Ken Albeck, who ran the Soviet program.
Yeah, bioweapons, yeah.
Yes, wrote about that, saying that this man, you know, is about as dirty as they come, that his connections with the Communist Party...
Well, let's just go back here for a moment, because you don't disagree with me. What I said was I talked about one guy on top of tank and the people resonating with that courage, just like Ceausescu fell in Romania. That's all I was talking about, and I said Yeltsin was involved in all sorts of corruption, and I made that clear.
And then the bigger one, though, is the World Can't Wait organization. I find them more of a... If I can't believe how much it stinks of New World Order control because of the fact that they are openly pro-abortion and pro-gay rights... I mean, you know, marriage, the destruction of the family.
Well, what are you saying I did with World Can't Wait?
You're supporting their activists that went on Bill O'Reilly's show.
Sure, listen, I appreciate your call. I'm not going to get caught up in this left-right stuff. I'm on air saying abortion's wrong last hour. Okay? This is not some inquisition where I sit up here and then I'm judged by everyone and vetted. I don't care what you think about me. Let's get that straight. Okay? I'm just here putting information out. Obviously, I don't agree with World Can't Wait and Ed Asner on gun control and issues like that and abortion. I'm saying Bill O'Reilly lied on the show and was deceptive about the war. We were debating the war, and I talked about that. But see, a lot of people still support O'Reilly because he'll bash on some liberal groups. You know, I just had the New York 9/11 Truth guys on who were kind of ostracized by the liberal 9/11 Truth because they wanted to go after Brzezinski. They wanted to go after Rockefeller. They wanted to go after globalization. They wanted to go after George Soros. We are going after all those people. We're shattering the left-right paradigm. But because we sit here and show how O'Reilly is deceptive about the war, when we're debating in a compartmentalized fashion the war with that issue, to say that I had somebody on from World Can't Wait who's protesting against the war and to decipher O'Reilly's lies is it's just pointless. Let's stop taking all our time up worrying if somebody fighting the New World Order, you know, is exactly to our liking. Instead of worrying about them, why don't you go out and protest? You go out and demonstrate. You go start a website, and go out there and lead us. I mean, believe me, sir, I'm here to work with you. You know, I mean, all the time, 9/11 truthers in different parts of the country. Well, Alex doesn't come to our meetings. Well, Alex doesn't come to our rallies. Well, Alex wouldn't come to our event because I don't have the time, you jokers. Alex didn't respond to my email. My feelings are hurt. You know, I literally race to comb my hair, race to brush my teeth, try to take a few hours out of day that's treasured with my family, and the rest, I just beat my head up against a wall working. And so, frankly, it's not that I don't mind being criticized, but it's those type of criticisms. I mean, I love being criticized by, you know, Popular Mechanics and the CIA. I love being criticized by the New World Order because that means I'm hurting them. But it's people like you who I know mean well who criticize me when you don't know who I am. But it isn't about me. Tom in Ohio, go ahead. You're on the air.
And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
Yeah, that's a good verse. Where is that in the Bible? Is that...
I haven't talked to you in years, Alex. You used to have that on your webpage.
Well, I think we do somewhere, but what's on your mind, sir? Your phone's a little low.
I wanted to know how to get a copy of that New Orleans. Those two kids went through that mess down there and filmed a lot of it.
I don't remember their names or the name of the film. I'll try to look it up during the break. They were on a few months ago, and they were on about a year ago before that. And it's, man, I just, again, I can't remember. Do you remember their first names?
No, I don't. I don't.
Now, that was some really powerful footage they got in there. I know we had them on twice and promoted their DVD, you know, sold a bunch for them, but I don't got it out there to people. But then I just don't remember. I try to help everybody and move forward.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Way up north, way up north, to Alaska, go north, the rest is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner.
And remember back in 2002?
They crossed to you.
Private Gruckheimer in Ithaca, New York came back to town. He said, yeah, we go into whole villages and kill everyone, men, women, and children. It's really great. It was in the Ithaca Journal, a big newspaper. And then Fox News had the Pentagon clarify, and they said, well, yes, in certain areas we do kill everyone because there may be hostiles. That was their clarification. Kind of like when Pat Robertson said, well, China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion. And he clarified and said, well, yeah, they are overpopulated. And then it's like, oh, good, praise the Lord, he's of the Lord. That in the war is good, that Alex Jones is evil, George Bush is of the Lord. I mean, okay. Just absolutely incredible how sick conservatives are in this country. Oh, by the way, we keep getting phone calls and craziness and wildness. 8 o'clock tonight, Ron Paul's office. Ron Paul is in the debate. Ron Paul is going to be on the debate. Now, it happened to Keyes and a few others in years past where they show up and then they say, you are barred, and then the police will put you in a car and drive you around and throw you out in the middle of nowhere. That's happened twice in debates, but we'll see if that happens to the congressman. But no, he's scheduled. He's there. It's a rumor. He's on the list. He's on the MSNBC list. And he's been scheduled for months, and it's going to, I think each person will have like two words to say. There's going to be so many of them. But, I mean, he is a serious presidential candidate, and that's coming up tonight. We'll certainly tape it and then play his comments for you tomorrow here on air. But getting back to war, that's a Republican presidential debate, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. Details are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But getting back to the war, here's Paul Harvey. Now, a few years ago, he said, just nuke them, kill them all. We didn't used to be made out of sugar candy, and we just need to kill all the Muslims. Well, that's what Hitler said. I mean, let's just kill all this group, kill all that group. Once you do that, by the way, and then again, as Americans, people think, like at some tribal level, we're wiping out some neighboring tribe. That's not what's happening. The people are using us to wipe out others while we're being wiped out. Do you comprende that? Now, it did turn out that wasn't the original Paul Harvey. The original Paul Harvey barely does the show. They're very secretive about it. His son imitates his voice exactly, and then his name is Paul Harvey, too. It's totally freakish. It's just all fake, folks. But here he is twisting it, saying, you know, they're all enemies. Civilians are all enemies. Just kill them all. Here it is.
And hear this, please. In western Afghanistan, where NATO forces are involved in some of the deadliest fighting since January, among the 136 dead this morning, suspect Taliban. But there are others, 51 villagers, mostly women and children. Might not the news media put a stop to such pulled punches wars as this if we would just desist from categorizing civilians? It was civilians, for goodness sake, who decapitated New York City since the invention of the aerial bomb 5 wars ago. There have been no civilians.
Now, of course, that's circular logic, because they would say that Al-Qaeda's evil, if you believe the official fairy tale, attacked civilians. But there are no civilians, sir. So that wasn't an attack, the decapitation of New York. Yeah, New York was just wiped off the map completely. No, the government blew up 3 buildings after flying airplanes into them. Then they go, what, you say airplanes didn't fly in? No, they flew those in for the theatrical effect. Then the second act was the towers blowing up, and the third, of course, the Pentagon, and then an added little bonus encore with the Bravo there with Building 7, of course. And then kind of like a little after theater goodie of the anthrax attack. So they're evil. Let's just kill the men, women, and children. Well, that's what Bruckheimer said. And they said, yeah, they go into villages and they walk right up to 5-year-olds and they blow their heads off. And that's what they do. And Tom Brokaw, one of his last newscasts, when they were going into Fallujah, after they kicked everybody out of the city, they said, you take an ID card with a biometric, and if you're found without it, you're shot on sight. And that's the freedom. You're caught without your ID, they walk you up against a wall and spray you with machine gun bullets, and you fall down on the ground dead, and they just walk off laughing and gang member talk. I mean, that's what our military is. It's illegal aliens and gang members predominantly. They're all going to be scum police ruling over us here soon. You think they work for America? I mean, you know, you got another thing coming. And any troops that have got souls wake up and come back and agree with us. That's 70% of them. But more and more, they're getting rid of the good troops, and it's all going to be gang member and illegal alien and an aggravated felon. You mean to play the clips of them just for fun, sitting off the side of a highway, just shooting cars full of families, laughing and making jokes about it? I mean, it comes out in the news all the time where some sergeant will go, I want to go kill some people. And they go, all right. They'll drink some tequila and go stumbling out of the green zone, just walk up, rape, kill, do whatever they want. Then you rape and kill somebody's sister. They later go kill a GI. And then it's on the news that a terrorist killed a GI. It wasn't a terrorist. You raped his sister. What do you think he's going to do to you? You don't like being occupied, you're called a terrorist. We're the bad guys, folks. Have you figured that out yet here? And I don't like it being appropriated to my family name and to my children's name and to me. I'm not involved in this dirtbag behavior. You want to put troops on the borders. You want people to enlist. We got Mexican troops shooting at us, kidnapping U.S. citizens, taking over the Southwest. If Mexico wants a war, let's give them one. That's what a real war is about. It's for your country. It's on your borders against somebody that attacks you. What do you think 9/11 is? You still haven't got it through your head yet, have you? It's a self-inflicted Reichstag event. Before I get into honeybee die-offs and the huge JFK news and maybe jam in some more of these calls that are holding, BBC, insurgents have a right to take on U.S. Insurgents in Iraq are right to try to force U.S. troops out of the country. A former British Army commander has said, General Sir Michael Rose, I'm going to get him on, also told the BBC's Newsnight program that the U.S. and U.K. must admit defeat and stop fighting a hopeless war in Iraq. They're not defeated, General, and I'm sure you know that. There's been no, this is a great victory. The actual strategic goal, to turn the country into a third world cesspool, reduce the population, and build permanent bases to project power into the region, has been carried off with extreme precision. Millions of dead Iraqis was the plan. Do you think they care about 3,000 dead U.S. troops they admit to? Well over 12,000? No. So start admitting that it's a success. It's just a very disgusting, evil success, okay? See, everything's about turning your perspective to the enemy's view, and then it all becomes clear. You're looking at it from down low, folks. You get up on top of the mountain of doom and look down. You can see exactly what the enemy's doing in a Machiavellian, very cold-blooded fashion. I mean, you don't just see what they're doing. You can see it and know what they're doing. I don't even need to read their documents. Before I read a CFR document, I already know what's in it and exactly what I knew was in there. Because they never change. It's all habitual. But I never trust it. Every once in a while, they throw a curveball. I never trust that I know. I know their general vector attack pattern, and then I can go check into it, and it generally is, sometimes with a curveball. Iraq insurgents would not give in, he said. That's even better. It goes on forever. What do you mean? Iraq insurgents would not give in, he said. I don't excuse them for some of the terrible things they do, but I do understand why they are resisting. The total number of U.K. troops killed in operations in Iraq stands at 147. Admit defeat. Sir Michael has written a book drawing similarities between the tactics of the insurgents and George Washington's men in America's War of Independence. And I will say this for the British commanders. They've been running an empire longer, and they know when they're getting their butt kicked. And the British, some of the British oligarchs know they got to pull out now just to have any play in the country's future and any play in the goodies. But you think some little spoiled frat boy cokehead is going to listen? Are you kidding? Okay. A guy who's obsessed with poo-poo and constantly talks about it 24 hours a day? Oh, yeah, even his mainline biographers admit that. Of course, he doesn't run anything, but that just gives you a mindset into these people. I would say his degeneracy is his degenerate behavior is nothing compared to many of those around him. Gasoline prices could hit record this month, says AAA. The neocons say we went over there to stop Saddam because he was going to attack us with Al-Qaeda. And then Saddam's out, so now Al-Qaeda's come in, so we have to stay there because Al-Qaeda's there. And then they say Iran is Al-Qaeda again when they're archenemies, even if you believe Al-Qaeda's real, according to the official story. And they're saying gas could go well over $3 a gallon. Previously exceeded $3 per gallon. They're saying, AAA saying it may break the record of over $3 a gallon nationally on average. That could mean as high as $4.50 in some areas of California, New York, and unbelievable. And there's a couple reasons for this. Artificial scarcity, by locking down Iraqi oil, it goes up. Oil companies post record profits. The neocons are always there to tell you that's not the case. Lying. And their own oil company memos say that, the Republic, Associated Press, directly from them saying it, that they're staging all this. And then, of course, the dollar has been devalued, so it's going to cost more, too, there. Heard a John Stossel report a couple years ago where he talked about that, and he was actually telling you the truth. He just called it inflation, though. He didn't tell you it was the dollar being tanked by design. Of course, if we politically blamed the government for doing this, they would not allow it and would probably reverse it. But they're doing trial balloons. The public is not aware of what currency even means on average, and they're not concerned. Those that do read the business pages have been told it's good for manufacturing, which it hasn't helped at all. Growth rate now at 1.6, and that's actually a negative with inflation at over 10% right now. I know the mainline inflation is at 4-something percent, but that's a false number, and the index is cross-referenced. But the point is we're in a lot of trouble. And if you would recognize who the enemy was, we could end the war, control the borders, get the Second Amendment back, get sovereignty back, and start having tariffs again. But see, you watch, right before the big sign they're going to plunge the economy is they're going to erect some tariffs that are never enforced and then claim that's the crash the economy. They always do that. Just watch them do it. Or they may precipitate it 2 days after a terror attack and blame it on Al Easter Bunny CIA them. So House fails to overturn war spending veto. Of course they did. It's all smoke and mirrors. Even their so-called pullout was phased in, and by the time it happened, we'd have Hillary in, and then she could accelerate the war. But I already talked about Paul Harvey and the bloodthirstiness. U.S. may be keeping tactical nukes at, I have trouble pronouncing this, KYRGYZ. Earlier today I could pronounce it. Now I'm looking at it under pressure and I can't. Karag's airbase to attack, says their expert. This is Interfax, Russian news. The U.S. might be keeping low-yield nuclear weapons at its airbase in Kyrgyzstan's Manas. There's about 50 of those stands. For possible use against Iran's nuclear facilities. The Kyrgyz Special Service report to learn facts on condition and anonymity. No one can rule out the possibility that such nuclear weapons may be there because the customs services do not control cargo delivered to the airbase. If nuclear arms delivered to Manas, among other cargo, the customs services would not know anything about it. Let's go ahead and read this little story out of AP. We're going to be having some of these guests on the show the next week. We're working on that. This just came out today. Thursday, May 3rd, honeybee die-off threatens food supply. They're finally getting around to reporting on this. Wonder if they'll have some global tax to save them instead of just stopping the BT corn. Well, you know, the corn grows a pesticide in it that kills the bugs, and the bees don't know it and eat it and die, but we feed it to humans because the EPA says it's safe, and so are cell phones, and so is mercury. In fact, people don't believe me. Dig up mercury is good for you. This aired nationally. This was the local version of it. I play this every month because you don't believe me when I say it. A few times I've said that the news has announced that mercury is good for your brain, and I get emails saying I'm a liar, so just cue it up, please. Go ahead, and this is local CBS, but this was aired nationally. Again, they produce them canned at the federal level. They're sent down from the CBS Broadcast Center to the three major networks. CBS actually runs everything. And then, let's go back to it. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And one study was put out by a big pharma company, the other federally funded at a university. And they had narrowly defined guidelines of people that had been inoculated with mercury vaccines, claiming they were just better students and sat better. So according to it, that's actually why they do give it to you. So in a weird, sick way, they're telling you, hey, you're brain damaged. Just a little bit. Don't worry, you won't ever have those great struggles with higher level thinking and complex philosophy and reasoning. And you'll never have those incredible, 2 hour long, sitting on the front porch, complex thoughts. It's going to be easy for you now. Oh, yes. Honeybees die off, threatens food supply. Again, this nutrition's for you. Unless someone or something stops it soon, the mysterious killer that is wiping out many of the nation's honeybees could have a devastating effect on America's dinner plate, perhaps even reducing us to a glorified bread-and-water diet. Honeybees don't just make honey. They pollinate more than 90 of the tastiest flowering crops we have, among them apples, nuts, avocados, soybeans, asparagus, broccoli, celery, squash, cucumbers, again, corn, it goes on, and lots of really sweet and tart stuff, too, including citrus fruits, peaches, kiwis, cherries, blueberries, cranberries, strawberries, cantaloupe, and other melons. And it goes on, in fact, about one-third of the human diet comes from the insect-pollinated plants, and the honeybee is responsible for 80% of the pollinization, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Yeah, even cattle, which feed on alfalfa, depend on bees. So if the collapse worsens, we could end up being stuck with grains and water, said Kevin Hackett, the national program leader at the USDA's Bee and Pollen Program. This is the biggest general threat to our food supply, Hackett said. And it goes on to say the biggest bee collapse ever recorded. And that's not just in domesticated bees. It's in the wild bees. And I'm again, allergies are all exploding. All sorts of cancers are exploding. Diabetes is exploding. And it's all been linked. One of the biggest causal effects in the cocktail. I mean, it's like a rum runner where you got four different types of whiskey in there, four different types of liquor in there. But, you know, one of them's a triple shot. It's the one that really counts. Okay, with the studies we've got. And it makes sense. It's a pesticide growing corn. When bugs eat it, they die. But bees, for some reason, aren't aware of it. They eat it and they die. Wow, that's really hard to figure out. Are they going to stop? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're not going to stop. They're even trying to pass laws restricting free speech against criticizing GMO. You think I'm joking? I have news articles in front of me. We'll come back to give you the big JFK news and wrap it up. Sorry, no more time for calls.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
So easy to blow up your problems. It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so easy to fly through.
back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment, retransmitted on stations all over the nation from 9 to midnight tonight. Free podcast daily at InfoWars.com. Show restreamed 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com. RFK immediately thought Brothers' assassination was a conspiracy. David Talbot, Salon Magazine and Online Journal, very main line. And, of course, we'd already heard this and knew this from the family and other JFK researchers, that they knew it was a killing, but he couldn't go public and say that because the public was completely gullible back then. And, of course, they gunned him down at the Ambassador Hotel a few years later. One of the most intriguing mysteries about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the darkest of American labyrinths, is why his brother, Robert F. Kennedy, apparently did nothing to investigate the crime. Bobby Kennedy was, after all, not just the Attorney General of the United States at the time of the assassination, but was his brother's devoted partner, the man who took on the administration's most grueling assignments. And it goes on, but after the burst of gunfire in downtown Dallas on November 22nd, 63, ended the unique partnership, Bobby seemed lost in a fog of grief, refusing to discuss the assassination with the Warren Commission and telling friends he had no heart for an aggressive investigation. What difference does it make? He would say it won't bring him back. And it's a long report, but you know that these articles make you read the whole thing, but it just goes into it with him telling friends, family, and others that he knew the government had killed him. But Bobby Kennedy was a complex man, and his years in Washington taught him to keep his own counsel and proceed in a subterranean fashion. What he said in the public about Dallas was not the full story. Privately, RFK, who had made his name in the 1950s as a relentless investigator of the underside of American power, was consumed by the need to know the real story about his brother's assassination. This fire seized him on the afternoon of November 22nd, as soon as the FBI chief, J. Edgar Hoover, a bitter political enemy, phoned to say, almost with pleasure, thought Bobby, that the president had been shot, and the question of who killed his brother continued to haunt Kennedy until the day he was gunned down in June 5th, 1968. And then it goes on with him saying he believed it was a conspiracy, and the quotes are all in there. It's a long article. We're going to write one about this article and then mesh it with the big breaking news. St. John Hunt went more public here with more details than he has anywhere else. Imagine what's happened here. Hidden in plain view. We're not even appreciating the magnitude of this. I don't think I am. A tape of E. Howard Hunt, who we already knew was in the commander, and we already knew was at the meeting at Clint Murchison's house in Dallas. That needs to be added, by the way, to this article. Now a tape of him saying, yeah, they ran the black op to kill Kennedy. There you are, one of the people photographed there, the guy that ran overthrows of presidents and prime ministers worldwide, the Bay of Pigs. We already fingered E. Howard Hunt for 40 years. E. Howard Hunt admits it. Do you realize the magnitude? Up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Get it, dig it, get it out to everybody. Help us, son of JFK conspiracy. A conspirator drops new bombshell revelations. Costner was set to make documentary on Hunt's confession before Miami Mafia stepped in. E. Howard believed government had sabotaged his wife's plane, and it goes into more details. Get it out to everybody. It's part two of our investigation. And support us, ladies and gentlemen. How do you donate? How do you contribute? Buy the books and videos. Then you know you're getting materials to forward the fight against the New World Order in your area. Or get a 15-cent a day PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We need your support to expand our operations. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time tomorrow.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. More than